Gandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Shrestham Manamapi Satchiputra Matra Surupam Rupam Tasyagrajamurpurim Maturim Goshtavatim Radhakundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Prathita Kripaya Sri Gurum Tam Natosmi Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanaya Iva Swadhyo Yed Adbhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Vamadiya Sokyam Chasyamad Anubhavata Kidrisham Veti Lobhat Tad Bhavardhya Samajanishachi Garbha Sindho Harinduhu Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, name 297 of Sri Vishnu Sahasranama is Kanta. This is a well-known name. This name is often used in conjunction. Radha Kanta. Rukmini Kanta. Sita Kanta. Lakshmi Kanta. Sometimes also the name is Krishna Kanta, which means Krishna who is the Kanta. Kanta and Kanta means is the female form. So, various dictionary definitions. One who is desired, who is desirable, which fits with the name of Krishna, means attractive. Krishna is all attractive. So Krishna is desirable. We've just discussed these names. Kamada. Kama. No, we didn't get to Kamada. Kamaha. Kamakrit. Who destroys desire, who fulfills desire, who gives desire, and he himself is the most desirable. Loved, dear, pleasing, agreeable, lovely, beautiful, a lover, a husband. So these are various names of Krishna, or various attributes of Krishna, which are all suggested by the name Kanta. This is a different conception of God to that within the Abrahamic religions, or even within what is broadly called Hinduism. There are also the Ghora Rupa, the terrible forms, who are worshipped. In Bengal especially, worship of Kali is very popular, terrible form. I just thought yesterday, as on my screensaver, the photo of Ugra Nrsimhadev in Mayapur, a very angry form of Nrsimha, came on the screen. It just came to my mind, as you know, one thought leads to another, that all around Mayapur we'll find the local Bengali people living there, Navadvip Dhamvasis. Many of them will have on their motorbike written, Jai Nrsimha. You wouldn't notice because they mostly write it in Bengali. So I thought we should establish temples of Ugra Nrsimha all over Bengal, because Bengali, they like this ferocious form. Jekane Bengali, Shakane Kalibari. There's a saying. Wherever there are Bengalis, there's a temple of Kali. So we can divert this attraction for the ghastly form, from the material ghastly form, to the spiritual ghastly form. God is complete. Nothing is lacking in him. But mostly we look to his pleasing feature, not to his unpleasing. Of course, the devotees are very pleased by seeing Nrsimha also. But his sthaibhav, now if we talk about sthaibhav, this term is used in Rasavichar, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, discussion of the dispositions. Sthaibhav means general disposition of someone. So we may say that someone is bold, someone is withdrawn, someone is effeminate, and they're all different combinations by which each person has their own individual personality. So Krishna's, what is his general disposition? It's difficult to say, maybe, because he appears differently to different people. The Krishna of Mother Yashoda is the same Krishna of Radha, but he relates in a very different way with these two different persons. And then the Krishna of Bhishma, who's speaking this Vishnu Sahasranama, it's much awe and reverence is here. And generally those who worship Vishnu, Krishna as Vishnu, there's much awe and reverence. Although this Annamacharya, he wrote in Telugu, he wrote so many songs describing the intimate pastimes of Lakshmi and Narayana. So I feel this is influenced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I feel that. Or maybe even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jayadev Goswami wrote this, Gita Govinda, which is famous all over India, actually. It's not just among Gauriyas, but it's famous. It was famous. Nowadays, Amitabh Bachchan is famous all over India. Even in Tamil Nadu, you see the advertisements with his face. Not that they're particularly interested in him, but he's famous. Amitabh Bachchan, Sachin Tendulkar, and then now there'll be another one. They'll forget him. There'll be another famous cricketer will come up like this. But generally this worship of Lakshmi Narayana, it's very reserved. But not reserved to the extent... Oh yeah, what I was saying, Krishna's sthaibhav, yeah, he's Dhira Shanta, Dhira Lalita. There are different aspects of his personality which seem to be quite... If we describe his personality, we'll get different descriptions because different people see him in different ways. That's described when Krishna entered the wrestling arena of Kamsa in Mathura. And different people saw him in different ways. The wrestlers saw him like a thunderbolt. The elder women saw him as an innocent young child, and they were afraid. How can he fight with these big wrestlers? The young women thought he was like Cupid personified. The yogis thought he was the super soul who they're meditating on. Some yogis must have been there also. Kamsa saw him as death personified. So in this way, they saw him, same person, but they saw him differently. So here the aspect of him as the charming lover is being stated. This is impossible for most people to even imagine, especially in this, in the Abrahamic traditions. That means Judaism, Christianity came out of that, and then later came Islam. So the concept of God is someone very distant, very great, just obey, or you'll get thrown in hell forever. Just do what you're told. And there are, within Christianity, there have been a few what are called mystics who have the idea of being just like being the bride of Christ. And actually, you see all these nuns, they all have a wedding ring on, but they're supposed to be not married, right, nuns? But they have the idea that they're married to Jesus. This idea is there. Once in Poland, some Christian sect, or the Christian in Poland, they're not Christians, they're Catholics. They brought a court case against our movement as being bogus religion. So they accused, you see, 16,108 wives. So the devotees said to the nun who was accusing, that ring on your finger, that means you're, what does that mean? It means I'm the bride of Christ. How many nuns are there in the world? How many have there been? Jesus has more. Of course, this is all imaginary and made up because they're not the brides of Christ in the way that Krishna's queens are literally his brides. So, mostly, even within the Vedanta, the idea, the impersonal idea of God is ineffable, the supreme. They don't even use the word, they don't have it, God. They prefer to say Brahma. Or they say Ishvara, but it's very... the idea that Ishvara is a principle and not a person. Or they may worship Vishnu, Panchopasana, philosophized Vishnu. They philosophically make him go from being Chaturbhuj to Nirbhuj, no hands, no legs, no nothing. It's all imaginary. This is, but actually Krishna is the supreme lover. For those who can conceptualize that, for most people it's too much to even imagine. That how can you, we talk of love of God, but that much, that close, it's difficult for people to imagine. Practically, the Gaudiya Sampradaya takes this understanding of love of God to its zenith, or beyond that which is imagined. We're talking about love, so you love God, you love as a, just like you may love the leader of the nation, just like everyone in India loves Manmohan Singh, isn't it? Is it? Someone. Does anyone love him? His wife must love him. We, maybe. Oh, who's the president? Pranab. Anyone love him? Yeah, maybe his wife loves him like that. But anyway, traditionally that was like the people used to, the idea they used to love their ruler. Like in Thailand, even today, all the Thais, they love the king. Or it used to be in Nepal that many people used to love the king. Then he got killed. And the country's gone down the drain completely. Terrible situation. So that idea, but you love the king, but see, he's very distant. And if you happen to see him, then very distant. So love is there, but at a distance. And most people, their conception of God is like that, if it's not completely impersonal. The bhakti movements in India have made him more accessible, so that people have the idea to have Krishna as their child. The pastimes of that Krishna's pastimes with the gopis is well known, but the idea of actually entering deeply into that's very, it's inconceivable. Because how much one has to give oneself. One has to, it's beyond surrender. It's not in this idea you surrender, prapatti. That's the ultimate in Sri Vaishnavism. But Surrender is just the beginning. In Gaurayava, that so this Vishnu Sahasranama, it's just hinting. It just hinting at what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought to the full conception, that God is not, well, he is. If you want him to be, he'll be impersonal for you, or he'll be the great powerful ruler who you bow down to. But if you want, he will also kiss you. That Srila Prabhupada said to one of his disciples. She was about 15 or 16 years old, and she asked some question and Prabhupada about Krishna. He said, yes, and Krishna will also kiss you. Now that's a fact. It's how can we conceive of this? As Kanta means the lover, what is the full concept of what? Then we see the psychology of love that's much analyzed in Rasa Shastra before Rupa Goswami. That was brought out his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He analyzed Bhakti Rasa, but before that, there was an analysis of dramaturgy. That's Natya Shastra. Bharat Muni was the first, or the to analyze what's going on in the drama or the poetry, the feelings between the lovers, what's going on in their mind, and different kinds of lovers, how the man tries to seduce or attract the woman by his flirtatious words, and the woman is not interested, she pretends not to be interested, and then he becomes disappointed, she goes away, and then she becomes disappointed. I didn't want him to go away. And all this kind of thing, it's all analyzed. And Rupa Goswami, but that's all Maya. That's all. So the yogis, they don't get into this. But then Rupa Goswami analyzed Bhakti Rasa. There's a Krishna. He's Vidagdha. Vidagdha literally means completely burned. But in this, it means, Vidagdha means a type of lover who is, he's flirtatious, he'll joke with the girls, he can come under the control of them also. Not what you expect of God. That doesn't sound like God at all. But this is Krishna. He's the Supreme Person. Supreme Person means he's not just all the time standing up on a big hill and blessing everyone. Big statue on a hill. But the Supreme Person means he has this. All possibilities are within Krishna. So he can be this Supreme Angry also. Nrisimhadev. He can be the Supreme Lusty. He's Kama. He is Kama. He is composed of desire. He's full of desire. But not material desire. This is completely pure desire. The desire to be happy, to enjoy in relation with others. He gives pleasure to his devotees. This is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Krishna and Radha, they have an eternal competition going on. They're both trying to please each other the more. And it goes on and on and on, and ever increasing. So this is a long, long, long way away from give us this day our daily bread. Most people give us bread and give us money and good job, all these things. Give me. Dhanam dehi, rupavati bharya dehi. all these things. Give me, give me, give me. But that Krishna gives, but he becomes very satisfied when the devotees want to give him anything, what they want to give him. So this name, Kanta, lover, charming, it just gives a little indication of who is Krishna beyond the awe and reverence. Krishna is the joker, simply concerned with playing and joking with the gopis. So this beyond the asceticism of the yogis to become renounced from this world and get free from birth and death. Well, that's an important consideration. We're in the world of it's important to get free from that. But there comes a stage where one is beyond even thought of any philosophy or any liberation. That is the stage of where one is knows no one and nothing but Krishna. How to satisfy? There's the whole thought of Krishna. Transcendental madness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to exhibit this. He's a madman. Devotees are all mad. We won't find this description in Vishnu Sahasranama. Awe and reverence. But devotees are mad. They don't do anything. They don't work hard to make lots of money and live in a comfortable house. And they don't mind. They don't care that people call them bad names. In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, he desires that Bishayi Amare Pagala Balaya Ongate Dibek Dhuli. He desires that the materialistic people will call me a madman and throw dirt on me. That he's desiring. Yes, that will be very nice. So, madman. Devotees are mad. In the estimation of worldly people, devotees are mad. They don't have any material ambitions. But yes, devotees are mad after Krishna. They're Krishna graha. They're swallowed up by the influence of Krishna. They're mad means, in the estimation of worldly people, they have no interest in anything in this world. Simply mad for Krishna. So Krishna is like that. And how close do we dare to come to Krishna? If you start to come to, we may start to come to Krishna. Krishna, give me some money. Krishna, give me some peace of mind. And people, pious people, think that is good. You go. It's nice. Our boy is a good boy. He goes to the temple and he prays. Comes home, does his cricket practice and studies. He's a good boy. But then he started going to the temple every day. Oh, it's a bit worrying now. That's a bit too much. Then he says he wants to live in the temple. No, that's really too much. Yeah, now he's gone crazy. Now we have to... Better that he takes drugs and has girlfriends and AIDS and all these things. But let him be normal. Normal means rascal. That's what they call normal. But then he may dedicate the life to Krishna. But how close dare we go? We also have to consider adhikana lobhya shiddha deho bhave viparja buddhi janme shaktira bhave. There's also the consideration that fools rush in where angels fear to tread. We should be cautious also how far we go, how fast we go. Some caution should be there. But How close dare we go to Krishna? Krishna's like a magnet. Krishna means all attractive. Akarshak. So if we allow ourselves to be attracted to Krishna, then how close can we go? Closer and closer and closer. There'll always be some distance. Distance. Some distance means that we're not going to say, well, I'm going to go so close to Krishna, then throw everyone else out. I will take Radha's position. There's no question. That's impossible. Thinking like that is offensive. But how close can one go? One can come up to the Gauriya Vaishnava aspiration is Radha Dasya, the service of Radha. And that also under the direction of one of Sri Radha's personal associates. So this idea, Kanta, just gives some idea what even the great spiritualists, persons who are very advanced spiritually in the sense that they become detached from this world, they have nothing to do here. they can't imagine this much. Therefore, achintya. Even those whose chintan, their whole endeavor is to focus and control the mind. But what happens to them? Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayora tapi manasomani pungavanam sopyasti yat prabhadisimya vinchintya tatve govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. This Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ananda Chinmaya Rasat Mataya Manasu Yah Praninam Pratipalan Smaratam Upetya Vilayatena Bhuvanani Jayat Yajasram Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajam. Krishna dominates the world. How? By his lila, by his wonderful pastimes, which are spiritual, blissful, which are contemplated within the mind of those who are beyond the platform of the yogis. The yogis, they perform meditation, austerities, but they can't come anywhere close to Krishna. Highly spiritually advanced, but nowhere near Krishna. Swara sikhi siddhi braja gopi dhan paramachanchala shati yogi dhyan nirvishesha gyan ekani napai stiti. What are the gopis doing? What are they thinking? How are they acting? This is inconceivable. They're fully devoted to Krishna, and at the same time, they appear to be as if not really very attached to Krishna. That's their playful mode. So the great yogis, they can have no... It's just not within their subject at all. They're nowhere near it. They're in the algebra class. Don't call them for the calculus class. But they're not going to go further. They're stuck. They're stuck there. So this name Kanta, that just gives some idea. Beyond, yes, he's the, we understand him. He's the Lord of the worlds. He's the fulfiller of desires. He's very merciful to his devotees. He's most powerful. He's inside and outside of everything. He has a very beautiful form. He is earth, water, fire, air, ether. He is inside of everything and outside of everything. He knows everyone's heart. He knows everything. He is the object of knowledge. So all these transcendental attributes of Krishna are described here in Vishnu Sahasranama. Here's one named Kanta, lover, which just gives some clue, just some idea. If it's given in the context of Vishnu Sahasranama, gives just some little doorway, some entrance into Krishna. What is our relationship with Krishna? Loving relationship with Krishna. That beyond accepting him simply as a protector, simply as a maintainer, simply as our Lord and Master, he who is to be loved with heart and soul. And love means we may even not take very seriously that he is the supreme, that is the very, very high level, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially came to preach to the world. Krishna is the supreme lover. So, that's what I'll say for today. Any question or comment about this? Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate. So there we have different descriptions of Krishna from different perspectives also. Yeah, that I said, he is Lakshmi Kanta, Sita Kanta, Radha Kanta. So also Gopika Kanta, Rukmini Kanta. Yeah, the Kathakali dance culture, that's all the leelas of Krishna, and especially this Gita Govinda. The whole of Bengali, well, not all, but the huge body of poetry in Bengal is all different poets all writing about the same thing. It's all the theme of Gita Govinda. All just same thing they'll write on, but just a little bit different way. Manipuri culture is again dance. Dance culture, Rasleela especially, they'll have. In the Manipuri dance you'll find the gopis are old and Krishna's like a little child. They're doing Rasleela, something like that. The Dwaraka, yeah, that's just at the end, the last chapter of the 10th canto is the queens praying in separation to Krishna, queens of Dwaraka. Yeah, so the love is there, but the sense of awe and reverence is also there. It's always there. But that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that's stated that feeling that of recognition of Krishna's opulence that actually cripples the love. Was that Gopiyanagatya Aishvara Gyana Bine Bajileho Napai Brajendra Nandani, like that. That if one worships Krishna, but with the understanding he is supreme, then we can't attain Krishna in Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm.
It's that always understanding he's supreme, which from Chaitanya Charitamrita perspective, that cripples the devotion, the complete giving oneself to Krishna. There's this, what is that, Tirupai? What is that, Tirupavai? What's it called? That's fully Krishna and the gopis and all that. Tirupavai is like our sampradaya. In Tirumangayalva, outwardly he was Vira Rasa, but inwardly it was the Madhurya. We see the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also. Outside he was like Vira Rasa, fighting with the whole world. But internally the softness of Vrindavan. And actually we see that also in psychology of that it often happens that someone who on the outside is very hard may be inside very soft, and vice versa also. Someone who appears very sweet, and you have to be careful. They may stab a knife in your back. Can you recite Tirupavai in this manner? You can if you want. Of course you can. But if you go in one sampradaya, it's better to follow the mood of that sampradaya. Otherwise you tend to get all mixed up. Ekanta bhakti. This term is there. Ekanta bhakti. Means fixed on one goal. That also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Krishna's Kaviraj states that Krishna himself was considering that I came to this world, but the knowledge of this kind of love for me is not being distributed in the world. This love without reservation. So considering that, he came. Anarpita chiring chirat karunya avatirno kalo samapiyata manatajvala rasa swabhakti shriyam. After a very long time, it was not given, not since the last time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, in a previous day of Brahma. So all these other sampradayas, they may be enriched by that. But they've got some mercy from Krishna to have some inclination like that. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives fully. So why not go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Take it from him fully. At the same time, this is not something we generally preach to others, because most people, for them, and even for ourselves, even to understand that we're not the body, it's like that made Bahunam Janmanamante Gyanavan Samastahe Ki Me Isharir Nahi Hu, something like that. So, we're looking up, but we also have to see where we are. It's this, in this science fiction, they have this idea, beaming up. You shine a beam on someone, and then you point the beam somewhere else, and they go to the other side of the universe. But it's not such an easy thing that we can just gate crash into the Rasa Leela, push everyone out of the way. I'm coming. I'm chanting 3 lakh names every day. Here I come. Get out of the way. Okay, gopis, stand aside. Now I'm here. It doesn't work like that. Anything else? Lover of all living entities. Lover in that sense, no, but friend of all living entities. Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. There are many names like that, yeah. But lava, that's one specific relationship which not all living beings attain to that. Most see him as master. Loving master, no doubt, but master. Yeah, we can offer prayers from all of these. In Bhagavatam prayers, there we find all different levels of prayers. Gajendra's, many of the prayers there, with much awe and reverence. Gajendra is praying to Vishnu, not to Krishna in Vrindavan. We also find in 10th canto different prayers like Akrura's prayers. They're very much in awe and reverence. Then we get the gopis' prayers, among which Gopi Gita is most famous. But that Venu Gita, it's practically more into it. And then we have so many given by our acharyas also. Hare Krishna.